Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning faster. Mix 94.1.
Over the break, I don't know if you guys saw 50 Cent's residency over at Planet Hollywood, I believe. It got some interesting reviews, and the one that really stood out was from Vegas Starfish. I don't know if you guys follow her. She is a local influencer. Actually, she's blown up, absolutely huge. Her name is Jen, and her review of it went viral. She said it was the worst residency that she has ever seen in Las Vegas. And we actually have her on the phone now. Hey, good morning, Jen.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
First of all, I love your content. We love following you. It's Vegas Starfish on all platforms. And your review of 50 Cent over our break, man, that went pretty viral.
It did. I didn't anticipate getting into beef with G-Unit at the beginning of the year. So,
well,
here we are.
For those that may not have seen it, what was it that you said that really ruffled feathers? You called it the worst Vegas residency ever.
So I said it may have been, because to be fair, I haven't seen every residency, but it is the worst one I've ever seen.
And what made it so bad?
So specifically, I've seen 50 three times before this. I'm a fan of his music and his performances. I knew what to expect. I think that my review was misconstrued as critique for his choreography, which was never anticipated. He's not a dancer. The sound was bad. The reverberation was so loud that you couldn't hear 50. And his hype men were much louder microphones than him, so you only heard them. Additionally, when they announced this concert, they said it would be full of surprises and over-the-top experiences, and there were no special guests. There was nothing on night one. He seemed really disinterested in being there. He came out. He didn't speak to us. He never said thanks for coming. He did 84 minutes, with about 20 minutes of that being offstage wardrobe changes. And then he walked out without so much as a good night. And so it just wasn't in line with what we expect in Vegas for a residency.
And that's fair. And I think one of the things that people will appreciate is that you were honest about it. You didn't go and, you know, say, oh, it was fabulous. And even though you didn't like it. And were you completely shocked when 50 actually addressed your comments on stage?
So being a lifelong 50 Cent fan, I know that he's kind of thin-skinned and super petty. And that's one of the things that his fans love about him, is like the beef with Ja Rule that he's had forever. What I did not anticipate is that Ja Rule would pick up my video and repost it on Twitter or X to kind of goad 50, and then 50 took a stance against it, not as much a stance against me as a stance against like World Star Hip Hop and Ja Rule bringing it up. So no, I didn't see that coming. And a lot of people were like, aren't you scared? Doesn't this make you nervous? Absolutely not. Like, he said what he had to say about it. What I said is my authentic experience. You know, his publicist reached out and offered all of the influencers in town free tickets and free meet and greets. I declined because the night that they wanted everyone to go was New Year's Eve, and I already had plans. And I had already purchased tickets because, being a fan, I'm always going to support the artists that I want to support. This is just how it worked out. It's weird, and I hope he doesn't hold a grudge.
Well, you actually said, hey, if you want me to come back and see the show, that you had heard there's been some tweaks to it and some improvements, that, hey, you'd love to come back if they want to reach out. Have they reached out to you?
So I had someone from PR reach out and kind of put me on hold, like, hold this message here. But apparently they didn't get the video until like 6 or 7 p.m. that night. And the concert, his last show, started at 9. So I don't know if that means that we'll do something in the future. I'm open to it. Also, people interpreted that as me trying to get free concert tickets. And I'd just like to say I paid $1,600 for my tickets and VIP entry the first night. I definitely am not averse to paying for concert tickets, clearly, nor am I mad about the amount that I spent. I was just offering to go back and say, hey, if it's better, I'm happy to issue a retraction. But as it stands, the night I went, it was the worst show I've ever seen.
Oh, that's too bad. And we actually have the audio of 50 Cent reacting to you, Jen. Did you guys want to take a listen to it?
I do.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, here he goes.
They said the old one was bad. I always said the music was bad. But you thought I was going to be out here rolling away with my question? I see some Chris Brown was flying in Africa. I don't have records to require me to fly in Africa.
Is he speaking English?
Yeah, so he's saying, like, I'm roller skating like Usher. I don't roller skate like Usher. Is that what he's saying to you, Jen?
No, what he said is that he was going to roller skate like Chris Brown.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Is he mixing up artists, or does Chris Brown actually roller skate?
Yeah.
I think he's just kind of making fun at people. But again, you can't understand him because the audio is not good.
I kind of agree. I think he just completely validated your argument right there.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you, Jen. Vegas Starfish on social media. And I didn't go see the show, but I saw her videos. And I have to agree, the audio did not sound good. But maybe it got better.
The choreography, too. I'm like, maybe.
But we don't expect him to be a dancer.
No,
I don't. That's true.